I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Monday will mark the opening day of the state's most popular hunting season. Buck season is here, and we'll get a preview from the top man with game management at DNR right after this. The two-week buck firearm season opens up on Monday, a traditional opening day that usually brings out close to a quarter million hunters. Gary Foster's the assistant chief for game in West Virginia and tells us making a prediction on how that buck season will go is not the easiest calculation.
I always hate to make predictions on deer seasons, but I do anticipate that we'll have a good season, and I would anticipate that our harvest will exceed what it did last year and probably come in that 40 to 50,000 buck range, somewhere in there would be my guess.
Last year the harvest was in the 30,000s, and that is unusually low. It also means there were a lot of bucks that did not get killed last year, and they're still on the landscape with another year of age, meaning the average size of a buck's antlers this year is likely to be impressive.
Our buck harvest was suppressed in a little bit last year, so you know, a percentage of those definitely made it through from last year. And I know, just looking at some of the pictures and listening to some folks around the state, I've really seen some nice bucks being taken during the crossbow and archery seasons, and really from all parts of West Virginia, which is really encouraging.
Foster says the weather is always a wild card, particularly in the first week. Now, the weather does not have much of an effect on the deer, but it has a real impact on hunters, who often remove themselves from the woods if it gets too bad.
Forecasting the buck season, the thing that always makes it difficult is what that weather is going to look like on those first 3 days of the season when you have the majority of your participation, and that's always a hard thing to predict sometimes.
Another factor to keep in mind, which should put the harvest a little higher, is that food is not as plentiful this year. It was a tough mast year, and deer are going to have to keep moving to find something to eat. That is going to make them more vulnerable to hunters.
Overall, the mast conditions are kind of mixed this year, not real good mast overall throughout the state, so that typically favors hunters. Deer moving around a little bit more.
The season will open on Monday and run for 2 weeks, although it will include an extra day this year, ending on a Sunday rather than Saturday. Hunt safely and enjoy your buck season. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.